In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to a very special Sunday special episode of the You Up podcast. That's right. We're doing bonus podcasts every Sunday. They're called the Sunday special. And to kick it off, we are having an emergency taping right now on Friday before the Sunday. Our co-host of the You Up podcast, Jordana Abraham, is engaged.
I got it. Nailed.
Secured the bag. Trap that piece of shit. Got him.
You know what it feels like? It feels like
how does it
that.
Feel? Tell the audience. Tell these single losers how it feels.
It feels like in Toy Story when they're doing, you know, like the claw game, and they pick up the claw and he goes, "I have been chosen. Like, I'll see you all. Like, I go to
goodbye,
a better place.
Losers.
I go to a better place."
You're all, how does it feel? Tell the audience.
It feels great. It feels awesome. Great. Yeah.
So, Jordana,
now guys, don't expect every Sunday to have a co-host engaged. This isn't like a regular Sunday. It's not what's happening every Sunday.
Let me promise everyone, do not expect this every Sunday. We got a long time until I'll be doing my version of this.
Can't wait till Jess hears that.
A long,
it will
long,
be decades.
Years. Eons even. But Jordana, we want the story. Give us the, serve us some tea.
Give you the
how
tea.
How to go down. How long have you guys, so to set this up, how I'm going to interview you a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. How long have you two been dating? When did you meet? Let's start.
Well, yeah, I know you hate that question because it implies like the weird, it gets rid of that weird gray period. But,
well, now you have a new start date. That's the thing. Whenever you see married people and you go, how long have you been married? They don't go, well, the first year, you know, now you right. guys get the date, right?
Yes, I guess so. So we, our first date was at the end of June, 3 years ago, 2017.
And so then 2017,
it was our first
end of
date.
June.
Yeah, someone set us up. So that was our first.
Who set
I
you
never
up?
Met him. My friend from college was dating and is now engaged to his friend from high school.
Friend from college is engaged to his friend from high school.
One of my, well, at the time they just started dating at the time.
Okay.
So at this time she starts dating this guy and I'm hanging out. She's my very good friend. And we like to the summer.
There
I'm
he
like,
is.
I'm
there he is. He's in the background.
Got him.
Tell my second congratulations.
Says congratulations, Mike. Jared. Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Jess loves the ring. Okay, nice.
I think it's nice too, but I don't even know what a good one or a bad one is. I have no idea.
You'll learn one day. You'll learn. It's information you didn't even know you didn't want to know until you know it.
What?
I digress.
I find it interesting that you got set up by a friend of yours from college, was dating Mike's friend from high school, right?
Yes. So a friend of
and
mine
they
from college
just started. When did they get engaged?
They got engaged like a year ago, like a little over a year ago.
Wow. I mean, was there any feeling that they were...
That we should have been engaged?
Yeah.
On some people's side, there was. On other people's side, there was.
Okay.
It's so funny. I mean, I guess I'll tell the story and then we can get into the actual... real story behind the Instagram.
The story behind the post, yeah.
Yeah. So we had been dating It's been over 3 years since our first date. We weren't like officially like had that conversation at like the end of August. So I would say it's about pretty much about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
give or take a little bit.
So 3 years, and you met through the friend, and now did you know this was coming?
Yes.
How did you know? Because I always find these things interesting. Like, I wouldn't want to buy a ring for someone that I wasn't sure that they absolutely loved. So you have to be a part of that process, don't you?
I'm not only the part of the process. I am the driving force. Yes. Well,
see, I think this is a fruitful conversation, because we see a post and then we're like, oh my God, he went and chose
right.
it. And
it's
he
rainbows
brought the photographer.
Right.
Yeah, this all happened, but nothing's by accident.
Not right. None of this, none of that is a coincidence, in the same way you don't become like a pop star by accident. There's a lot of things that go into this behind the scenes. Where was I?
So now you got and get, so you went, you were involved in the ring choosing. You knew this was coming.
Right. So back in the fall, let's go back even further than that. So we move in together, and he's pretty clear really early on that he wants to live together for a bit, see how it goes before. He's not like trying to rush into an engagement. Which is always very romantic to hear.
Test drive this woman.
Yes. Always very romantic to hear. Very practical. Mike is one of the most practical, logical guys I know, which is part of what I love about him.
Mm-hmm.
And part of which was very annoying in that moment.
I think we're going to have to rewrite that wedding speech, but that's okay.
Right. Well, I remember at one point saying to him,
he's the most practical, mathematical. That's why I love him. You know, like,
he's good at math and spreadsheets.
Yeah.
top, you know, it's one of the top reasons. So he said, so that was like, we moved in last May. He wanted to wait a bit, see how it goes.
In Kick the fall, tires.
Right. In the fall, I restarted this conversation.
Okay.
We moved in May. We gave him about 6 months before I brought this up.
That seems like a right amount of time. I would agree with that. You move in May, he's kicking the tires. Fall rolls around, you're like, what's
you've
the done
deal?
A summer.
Right.
You've done
How do you
a summer
like this,
of weddings.
How do you like this free trial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to sign up for the real thing? Yeah.
Right.
For the good package.
Thing. Yeah. So we talked about it, and we talked about getting engaged in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So spring rolls around. Well, March rolls around.
Mm.
Actually, let me backtrack. Sorry. January rolls. So he says, I think we should get engaged in the spring. I'm like, okay, cool. I can work with that. Mm. January, I go to my friend's like cousin who's a jeweler to like look at stuff. Didn't tell him this.
Sure.
Just went with one of my friends. We like went, I like looked at the rings. I like, and then I, you know, I gave her my ring size. I looked at some rings. I picked the one, like the general shape that I liked. And then, right after I went to her, I gave him this woman's like cell phone number, and I said, when you're ready, text this person.
Wow. So you're not like leaving the card on the table, like, or like putting the number. It's not very sly. It's like, hey, this is who you're going to.
Well, I was like, this is who I told about the information. That's not to say you can't like speak to anyone else, but like this is someone that I like that's vetted by my friend, and that like this is someone that I know that I think will like give you a good deal, that I think like, you know, has a good sense of what I want. Go to this person, and like you can also you can go to many people, but like this person will tell you like what I'm interested in.
So. It's interesting because I'm thinking from his point of view, like if I go to that person, they have all the information of what you want, right?
Right.
So, and the size and all that stuff. I would feel a little weird taking that and going, okay, I'm going to go shop now. Now, thank you for, they're almost as much, they're as much jeweler as they are messenger at that
point.
Well,
the information isn't that like,
hard
crazy.
To find.
It's like this general shape, this size of her finger, like that he could find that out elsewhere, let's say. Like
okay.
It's
so
not
are...
like it's not like a crazy, like, I don't, especially for me, like, I didn't have like an intricate design of something that I wanted. It's like, I want this shape, I want this size, but I don't want to like tell you that, because that feels like the whole engagement process is like this process of like trying to make this thing more romantic by like not including all the information that you like would ideally want someone to have before making.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think being, you have to be somewhat vague, but you can't be too vague that you get something you don't want. Yeah, it's a thin line. Because if you said to the, like, if I walked in and this jeweler looked at me and was like, here's her size and she wants this cut, I would go, that's a perfect amount of information that I can roll with.
Right.
I'm not going to go off the reservation of that idea. Like, I could go somewhere else and be like, here's the size, here's the cut, what can you do for me? That makes it a little easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But if you had went in there and did like design a ring on the computer and there was like a very intricate look, I'd be like, I guess I'm stuck here.
Yeah, that would be rude, I think, to the person who was like, you know, if you went somewhere else after that. But mine was like, I mean, I think most people, I did want him to have like, I did want the ring to come from him.
Yes.
As much as like I wanted a part in it. I wanted him to like, I wanted something that he would be excited to give me that he thought was like a nice thing. I mean, guys obviously know pretty little about this, and I didn't even know that much before I looked, but you want them to feel like they made it for you.
So I have a small story, because we want to get to the whole story, the whole engagement process, but I have a good friend who when he was getting engaged, he bought a book about engagement rings. He was like, I can't.
He it's goes, like a whole I can't science wrap, almost. Yeah.
It's a whole thing. He goes, I can't wrap my head around the idea of spending this much money on something that I get no return out of whatsoever. And that's a very unromantic way. But this is like the conversation we're having guy to guy. And I remember he goes, to get over this, he's a very thoughtful guy. He was like, I'm going to buy the book and read about it. And he goes, I think once I've read about it and have knowledge about it, then I'll feel better about it. And I said to him, I go, how much was the book? And he goes, the book is $20. And I go, I'll Venmo you 10 bucks and you'll tell me about it once
Great.
I'm
you
going
to. You got the spark notes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not going to read that fucking book, because if I did that, it would be 8 years from now that I'd be ready.
People
but
also want to make sure they're not getting like ripped off.
Totally.
Or like, you know,
and
so I get
in
it.
That, yeah. In that world, it is a ripoff. I mean, just generally, but not to.
Yeah.
Not
utility wise, like I can't like drive this to work.
No, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, someone will pick you up. Hey, everybody, I'm engaged now. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm obsessed with it. But
I'm beautiful. I am one.
I'm beautiful.
I am finally
in it.
Full. So
I'm complete.
I am complete.
I have a man's approval.
So he gets the ring from the person you want him to get it from. Did he do?
Oh, yeah. So this is January. I go in. He texts this person in like February, goes in, and then this is all stuff I'm finding out. I found out after the fact. So I didn't know. This is all I like really said to him in regards to like the actual thing. Like, I think the size of it, he could pick the like, you know, the color, whatever, all the other shit. Like, I was fine with it. It's like the general sense of what I wanted.
This story is all to say, this is all part of the legwork he needs to do to make this a romantic feat.
Right.
Like, you not knowing that he went back in February. These are all the fun things to hear about now.
Exactly. Now I'm like, okay, like, here's what you were doing while I was having anxiety about when this was happening.
Sure.
So originally the plan was to get engaged in the spring. March comes around and there's some like, this COVID air, you know, that was like the beginning of March. So I guess he went back in for like a second time because he was concerned that things were going to be like shutting down. So he does that. He picks the final thing then, and then he doesn't actually get it. But then like, there's all this like production issues because everything shuts down after that. Like immediately, like, you know, it's Manhattan. Everything is shut down in March, April, whatever. And then May. So I haven't heard anything about this in a while. May, we go to South Carolina. I'm in South Carolina. I'm not in my bed. I'm like not sleeping well. I'm up all night just like thinking about this. It's the only thing on my mind. Which
also,
he hates
did
it.
You think
He hates it when I can't sleep because I always wake up with something that I'm like going to annoy him about because I've been thinking about it. It's been rolling around in my brain for all evening.
Also, did you think this is when the engagement was coming because you were promised a spring engagement? Were you like, Savannah, this is where it's happening? Did you have those thoughts?
I had the thought, but worse than that, and this is the thing people don't talk about, is that I had told my friends that this is when we were planning on getting engaged, right?
Oy.
Which, Oy. Looking back, not a great idea because now they're like, oh, so like, I mean, also like people are obviously concerned about other things, the like, pandemic. It's like sure. In the midst of the beginning of the pandemic. No one is like going around thinking and like, and also like another big problem in the world is that like Jordana was supposed to get engaged this spring. Yeah.
Also, the idea that you told them, yeah, I think spring is when he's going to do it. And that you guys go to Savannah and they're just on their phones, just staring at it, like waiting for the post.
Right. Like, I've set myself up for this by like yes. revealing that information because now it's like, now I'm like almost feeling like a little like self-conscious about like
the social.
What do they think?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I mentioned, so I had this sleepless night. I'm like, we're supposed to get engaged in the spring. Like, I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know what's going on in this, but like, I need to know that this is like, still happening.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, like things are a little backed up from like my original plan. Like things are a little different, but it's happening. And
so
then
he said, is this still happening?
Well, I mean, it was like May. I knew the world was like in a weird state and I didn't want to just, because it was like, I didn't want to just be like, especially as someone who plans everything else in their life. I didn't want to just be sure. like roaming around the world for like, endless days just wondering if and when this was going to happen.
Also,
that's just not, I mean, I'm chill, but I'm not that chill. So
no, but I understand that. But also, it's understandable to go, hey, I don't, you can't really do the full proposal, you know, in the midst of all of this. Like,
not I mean, you could do something.
What are you going to do on the Black Square Day?
Right. That was like end of May, and then it was like the end of May, and then there was all the social justice stuff and like even like many weeks on the internet that were like also very weird in my business, and I'm sure like with what you sure. have going on, that, like that's a big part of what we do. Like he's in accounting, so like that's not really a big thing for him. But
no, but
for me, that's not a time for me that I felt like I would be excited to be celebrating anything.
Totally. To back that up, in the, you know, there is a certain, you know, there are days to be excited about things and there are days to shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know, like, and as horrible as that is to say, but like, again, like someone could be listening and going, well, you can get engaged whenever you want. Yeah, sure, you can. You know,
yeah.
You know, you can do whatever you want. But you're going to want your day to be your own and not under the idea of like, can I be happy? Can I say,
right.
can I tell people, is it okay to even go to my friends? Am I going
right.
to go like, just not even
is it
social
okay to
media
even
wise.
Expect anyone to like care about this also in
yeah.
this time too. Cause and, like why it's like the least important thing again, like going on.
It's not a big deal, but it's also a big deal to you to go to your friends and go, hey, I got engaged and have them go, like you want them to be able to do that without
yeah.
looking around them going, are we allowed to scream today? You know?
Right. And I do think, I mean, like it's a very first world problem, but that
Listen,
was something
that, that could be anybody that would have
right.
those feelings.
So that was like May, June.
Sure.
And then, he gets the ring shipped to, he gets it shipped to South Carolina. I didn't know about this. So it came to that house. So we've had it since like, he's had it since like early June, I think.
Wow.
And then July, he works a lot, so he didn't want to do it then. I kind of knew he wouldn't do it then. So like, I had a feeling it was coming in the next, I knew once July was over, it was going to be like within the next 2 weeks of that. Because when we weren't getting engaged in the spring, I was like, you don't have to tell me when exactly, but I need to know that like, because the pandemic, at first I was like, okay, like when everything like goes back to normal, that's probably when we'll do it. But then it was like, oh, things aren't going to be back to normal for like years.
Yeah,
perhaps,
it's going to be.
Potentially. So we're not like going to wait for that.
We just don't know. Yeah.
So I knew it was going to happen like sometime this month.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So, how'd it go down?
So, we had to, my sister, we had been borrowing her car for a couple months, so we had to return it last night. This is pre-recorded, obviously, for Sunday. So my sister, so we had to return my sister's car, and his parents live like on Long Beach, like about like 20 minutes away from there, and he had to drop off golf clubs there. So he's like, we'll go to my parents first and then we'll go to your sister's to like leave the car there. She also had just gotten back, so I kind of wanted to see her. She's also like moving. So we get to the, we're driving to the beach. He's like, oh, my parents said they're like on the beach, so we could just meet them there. In my head, I'm kind of like, okay.
So you knew?
I didn't know, no, but I had a feeling it was coming. I mean, I have my nails done. Like I'm prepared for anything. I'm like a
an engagement ninja. The nails are ready. You're ready for a photo shoot.
You do feel like, well, it's what I'm saying. You feel like kind of stupid that whole few weeks before, because you're like ready at any moment for this thing. Which is why I see why like it's. You kind of just want it to happen because you're like,
sure.
I always have to be like on guard, like in terms of like. My nails are have to be done, or like I don't want to look like terrible. He said something like before we he was acting like a little suspicious that day, so I was like, let me change out of my pajamas to go drop this car off, and I'll put something on like a little bit better just in case. And then so we went to the beach. He's like, we walk by the water. Pulls out the ring, says a nice little speech because he knows that I love cards.
This you love like cards.
His verbal card.
Yeah.
And then he got down on one knee and proposed. And then I turned around. There was like a woman taking pictures, like right in my face. There's like a photographer.
Right away.
Well, she had, I guess she had taken it from afar. Well, she'd taken it and then like was doing the close up, like once the big reveal.
Yeah. Yeah. It is funny that you're like, he's acting suspicious. You're like, he's either cheating on me or we're going to be together forever.
Exactly.
I don't know which one it is.
Acting weird.
What a fun day.
Well, the thing is, I don't think you can actually. It's just funny because, like, again, when you see it on Instagram, it's like she had no idea, and like,
sure,
he just like, you know, got and just did this romantic thing, and like, just out of nowhere. When like, really, there's so many. There's, I mean, just from this story, I haven't even told you the whole thing, but like, those are the important parts. But like, there's so many conversations that go into this thing. And go into like deciding to do this thing. I think like, I remember saying to him at one point, like, you don't seem to have any sense of urgency about this proposal. And he goes, yeah, like I think that's a good thing. He's like, why would you want me to have a sense of urgency?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like this is a lifetime decision. Like this is something that we should think about like a lot and do a lot of like, and like not like rush because it's
sure.
a really big choice.
Also, the idea that you have to be engaged for 8 years before you can get married, like that's kind of crazy. Like I know the world mm-hmm. for other, you know, COVID brides, so to speak, kind of got in their way. But like the reality is you guys are engaged now. You could be married in the spring. Like it's not like you have to do a 2-year engagement.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's a very weird time to even like plan or like think about planning a wedding just because like there's so much uncertainty and you don't know what's going on. Mm. But I was saying the sense of urgency in terms of like the proposal even was just like,
sure.
Do you know what I mean? Because, and I mean, I do think there is like something a little bit romantic about the idea of like someone just like, they can't fucking wait to marry you. Do you know what I mean? Like they're yeah. like, and there are some, I mean, like usually that's almost like, I think it sometimes it can be a bad sign when it's like the person just wants to like lock you down immediately. But there is something like fairy tale romanticized about like, let's think about this like critically and think about like how, you know, all the other stuff that goes into this is less romantic than like,
sure.
I just need to be with you forever. And I know this immediately.
Well, it's what this podcast is all about. The cross-section of practicality and romanticism. Like, you know, going to the ring person on your own isn't that romantic. You know,
yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. A lot of it's yeah. like, a lot of it's like, am I proposing to myself? I don't
yeah.
know.
You know,
like,
well yeah. but the, you know, it's not romantic to go to the ring person and, you know, pick out some things, but it is romantic that he takes the wheel from there. You know,
yeah.
that he wants you to be happy with the thing you're going to have on your finger. Like, that's all romantic.
No, totally. And I mean, it was great. It was like a sunset on the beach. And he did put a lot of effort into like really planning this out. And we got back and he had like pictures of us and like roses out. It was like really beautiful and really thoughtful and really romantic, which I didn't like mm-hmm. necessarily expect from him. But he did a great job with it. And I was like really happy. And I just, he's also like, he seemed really happy, which was like another obviously huge part of it.
How did he seem happy? What are things you saw in him that were?
He seemed nervous. He was like also like excited once it happened. He was like just so loving and so like happy and so mm-hmm. you know like emotive and like the little effort things that he like had put into making it special, like the photographer, you know, like mm-hmm. the champagne on the beach, like all this stuff, like the hidden, like even just the idea of a man really trying or putting like yeah. effort into these things is like really sweet. I mean, obviously this is like the biggest opportunity to show off that side of you.
Sure. And you know women, women love a plan. You know, I know exactly. You know, it is funny. Like when you're telling it, it's like these things sound like, oh, it's great that he did those things, but like, it's funny that you were like, not that you'd be unexpecting of it, you know?
Right. And here's the, I mean, like, if we're going to, this podcast is about telling the truth about things and being sure. really honest about them. I think there, before he was ready, I was like a little insulted, I think,
really?
In some ways.
Yeah.
Before he was ready, because it's like, oh, you're not sure if you like,
what's not to know at this point?
Right. Yeah. Before he was ready. And I think we had to, and we talked through a lot of that stuff. I mean, like getting to know that. And I think his fears, which again were not super romantic, were very practical, but like I'm kind of glad we like went through them. It also shows that this isn't like a lustful, like spur of the moment choice that won't have lasting power. Like the fact that he had those doubts and like really thought them through was in some ways like more romantic. Like at one point he said to me like, yeah, like I love you so much and like I'm really happy, but like I don't even know, like who knows, like who else is like out there in the world, like it's, that's like a not a romantic thing to hear, like in a practical way, like I think we're a great match, like I don't, it gives me anxiety to know if like there could be an even better one, which is like again not the most romantic thing to hear.
No, but and not what you're looking to hear from a partner. But I listen, like the things that, like when you say that he wasn't sure, like I see eye to eye with that mentality completely.
Like right, which is like not, like, there's nothing like that you want to admit less, especially after you're engaged, that there was any point that the person wasn't sure. Sorry to interrupt. And,
but no, but it's not about being not sure about you. It's like, this is like, you know, I think also, and I don't know if this is a male-female thing, but this is like a step into a new phase of life. And a new phase that a lot of women seem to like be like, yes, open the door, give me the ring, get to the planning. Right. Like,
and like you said with them moving in, like just get on the bus, just get on,
come on, just go. And you're like, well, what about, I don't know. And that, no, just get on. It feels like you're being kind of like, you know, pushed into not just being engaged, but being like
the
on
filler.
A plate.
Right.
Well, not even a filler, just being like being pushed into like, hey, time to grow up. Like, here's more responsibility. Right. Here's more things to worry about. You know, like, you know, I was thinking, you know, when I was living alone and single, like it was me, myself, and I, you know, like, and if I fuck up, I'm the only one I have to answer to. I don't have to look at anybody else's face. It's like, you're signing up for a team, and that's more responsibility, more moving parts, more. It's just a new, like, it's, you know, I think TikTok has made me realize how old I am now. I'm on TikTok all the time, and like the fact that like Gen Z is now like a thing, like the millennials are now being talked about, like we used to talk about Generation
Boomers.
X. We're like, oh yeah, that other age group. Like I'm like, oh, I'm in that other age group now.
Right.
So, you know, I think like part of that is like, oh shit, like did I miss out on opportunities? Did I miss out? And again, this is like,
is there anything else I wanted to do before I went down this whole?
Yeah, the idea of you two, like the idea, like if Mike looked at you and was like, "Hey, I'm gonna take a month off and I'll be back in a month," he can't do that.
Like, no way. Like,
that's crazy.
He's dead.
Yeah. So like, but that's, you know, like I'm not saying people pine for that, but you have to get over that. You know, like,
right.
And I think for a lot of men, I think that's a similar mindset. Like I understand what he's saying, and I think what he was saying is probably has less to do with you than maybe you would even think.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, you know? I'm pretty great. So, you know.
but that's why you guys are engaged. That's why he's so happy and excited. But like, there is a getting over the hump.
Right. I think I kind of almost like that in a way, because then it's like, again, it's like the fact that you have to do that, which is why, like, at first I was like, engagement rings seem kind of stupid. They're like extremely expensive and like they don't do anything. And
until you had one on your finger, you're like,
no, until I was like close enough. And then I was like, you know what? I think I want a nice ring. but I also think the financial investment in a ring makes it so that someone can't just like flippantly like decide they want to do so. I think it's a barrier to entry in some ways.
Sure.
So I think that that's a good, because it really does make you think like more critically about this decision. It makes you think like beyond the Instagram post.
Sure.
You know?
And about that Instagram post, when is it going to be up by the time people listen to this?
It will be up by then. He had a photographer, and we're waiting for them pictures to be sent and edited.
And what's the, do you have a, have you thought of the caption? Has that been rolling around
That's
in your head?
That's the most stressful part. That, as you know, right? This is the whole, well, it's funny. We talk about the difference between men and women. I told, and I texted you this about like the way that they react to engagements. And my friends are like, again, like singing a chorus and like just shrieking on the phone and so excited for me. And his friends are like taking bets about how many likes my Instagram posts are going to get, like in a way that has to do with their fantasy draft. So
I love it.
It's very funny. Example of what we talk about on here.
Totally. Like it, I mean, a great, I watched an engagement party like roll into a bar once. I was like there, like having a coffee or something. And I just remember they rolled in as if they had just won the Super Bowl. The women were like, ah, like, you know, dancing and everything. And then these guys were just in the corner just sipping a Bud Light. And you're like, man, right.
It's crazy the difference in like the mean. I mean, this is like, I feel like I've actually done a lot of like emotional, mental work to be able to get to a place where I'm in like a very healthy relationship. So I actually do. I don't think getting engaged is generally like an accomplishment. But I actually do feel somewhat accomplished in like my like mental health work to get here.
I would understand if you were like, this means a lot that I am so secure with everything that's happened.
Right. It does. And I think it's kind of like,
I can understand that.
Well, it's funny because a lot of things in life I've been very lucky that have not been that big of a challenge. Like I run a pretty successful business relatively early in my life. And like a lot of things worked out for me in business and in school and in like a lot of things, but like relationships, I've always had a lot of anxiety around. It's always been something that's been a little bit harder for me to like understand and like deal with and go through. And I've had a lot of ups and downs there. So for me, this does really feel like me having like a sort of a physical marker of me in some ways, like working through a lot of that stuff and something that didn't come easily to me.
Sure. And it's you know, to call it a win sounds bad, I think, but it's an accomplishment. But to call it like a mental accomplishment, like I would think that's does it feel like it's like this would be the end of your movie?
Well, that's funny because like that's where all the movies end. But that's the really important part is what comes for the next 30 or 40 years after this.
Sure.
Right.
You hope even 50 years, whatever.
Maybe
it is.
Even more.
So, but
we'll see if he stops drinking that soda. How long?
Well, it is an interesting thing that this is where the rom-com end. And it's like,
yeah,
it is.
Well, that's why it feels so good. Cause it's like, this is like the end of every movie.
You know, like, this will be an everlasting love. This will be. Jordana's married now. This will be.
It's so I don't even need a wedding band.
I'll say, an everlasting love for you.
Exactly. I have the singer. One thing I can check off the list.
Is there anything else to the story? His parents were there?
Yeah, his parents were there. We went to go see my sister. We had a couple drinks with my sister. Then we we came back and he had decorated the apartment. We had champagne together and that was the night.
Look at that. This is, I'm very excited for you both. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't say it enough. I'm glowing. I feel like I'm a part of this journey.
I think you are a part of this journey. I think Mike was like, did you text Jared? You guys have to, you know, like the whole reason I got engaged was so we could do this emergency bonus episode. You know, I felt like we had to mix things up.
Yeah. Thank goodness you got this in time for our Sunday special.
Exactly.
This is very exciting. I think, what else can be said?
I think that's all I'm sure as I go through this process, I'll have a lot more to say about this whole
situation. I'm sure you'll, the Instagram post to me is it is so funny to like, I think this is an enjoyable first special episode for us because this could be a metaphor for anything. you're seeing a post of Mike at the beach looking longingly in your eyes, and you're like, no, this was a 30-year process of coming to terms with my own things and meeting the right guy, not just any guy.
Right.
And then a year of like, it's coming in the spring. Like, I think that's a beautiful story
saga
in itself. It's a beautiful, but like, I mean that in the most positive
right
way. It's a beautiful thing to watch it kind of have reality to it.
Right. And I hope people enjoy that story. And yeah, that's it.
That's
yeah
it.
All right.
Listen, we're here Wednesdays and Sundays now. Wednesday with a long episode, Sunday with a special episode. I've gotten a lot of DMs from people with ideas and things they'd like to see us do. I think this is the perfect first one for us. I'm so happy.
Yes. That's gonna, my Instagram caption is going to be, catch the Sunday bonus episode of...
Good. Yeah. It's going to get a lot of eyes. You should do that. I hope I didn't interrupt you too much. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Thank you.
Listen.
And now I'm going to do to you what every girl does to other girls when they get engaged. You're next.
Well, that was the thing about your friend who's engaged to that guy that they got engaged a year before you.
Yeah,
this
yeah
is something, this is actually a lesson for everyone dating out there. All the dominoes fall around each other.
Yes.
So like you, Aileen, and Sammy all got engaged around similar times.
We were all like a year apart from each other, but yeah.
But you know, like, and Mike has a friend getting engaged, like,
yeah,
like,
no, they all start to drop. Yeah.
They all drop around. So one goes, the rest go. So I would like to add one more depressing note to my advice of beware vacations. What is
birthdays
it? Beware holidays, birthdays, vacations, and friend engagements.
There you
because,
go.
Because you're either getting engaged or it's
you're
over.
You're breaking up. Yeah. That's true. Sean and I were talking about this before. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Yeah. We're going to wrap this up. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back on Wednesday pretending like this didn't happen because we recorded it before this episode. Bye.
Boom.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.